How would they be hitched up?
Put the yoke on the bulls and the thing across their neck and bull on it, you know, so the yoke. We call them yokes.
So you'd have two of these hitched together?
Yeah, two of them hitched together. That was a yoke. That was a pair.
A pair of oxen or
yoke? Yeah, a pair of oxen. Well, there's people back north, Texas, Arizona, back north, they work the milk cows, work them, plow them all day, and milk them night and morning, milk them. Ah, the regular milk cows. Well, I haven't ever seen that done here, but they tell me they do that back north far enough, all the states. Milk them, plow them all day and milk them.
How is an ox different from a steer? Is it the same thing?
Well, he ain't no different, only they just called him an ox because they learn him to work, you know. That's the reason they called him an ox, because they break him to work, train him to work.
Mm-hmm.
But he ain't no different. He's all the same, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
They called him an ox, then he gets to where he work.
Did you have horses?
Yeah, I have horses. I got a horse out there now. Two head of them.
Where'd you keep them?
Out down that little pasture place you see out in there.
Uh-huh. Do you have any shelters for them?
Huh?
Do you have any shelters for them?
A little old shelter off out there. They put them on over there so it rain any bad weather sometimes.
Uh-huh. What do you call that? What do you call that?
I don't know, shelter place, all I'd call it.
Uh-huh. Do you keep them in a barn or stall or stable, something like that?
Well, that would be, I guess anyone would say that would be a stall, you know, to keep them in. I can close them up and I shut the door because they can't get out, so I want to set them up in there.
Uh-huh. Where'd you used to keep your potatoes and turnips in the winter?
Well, we call bank them, you know. We bank them in the dirt, and we put, some people have tater houses, they make little houses and put them in, but I never did. I always just bank mine when I want. Just put some sticks up, some boards, light up like this, and I'll let them all come together. They got a little basin around the place and put some straw in there, put your potatoes in there, and then you cover that over with pine bark or pine bark, yeah, and dirt, and then you throw a little dirt over it and just keep all the winter.
So you have a little A-shaped roof?
Yeah, I have it in that shape, yeah. But
how big were these potato houses?